It's a go. It's a go. All right. We back at it. Homegrown Radio. Chuck Dizzle. DJ head up in here,
West
man.
Coast.
Of course it is. Brought
we
to you
we got somebody
by
special.
In the building. Before we do that, man, this show is brought to you by West Coast Lace. You know what I'm saying? Shout
West
out
Coast
to South
Lace.
Bay. Late South Bay, man, always supporting everything.
Hey, go get your West
on.
Coast hoodies. You know what I'm saying? At DJ HED. At Lace South Bay. And you can click on the link in either bio and get them West Coast Lace hoodies. And shout out to all the ladies. And we got some great ones coming. I'm not supposed to talk about it.
What you talking about it?
Yeah, we got them Heather Grays. You know what I'm saying?
Them Heather Grays. Heather is that a color?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know if that was a person. All right, cool. No. In the building with us right now, we got a special guest, a homie, big homie, man. We've been seeing him do his thing since back in the day, man. And it's an honor to have him in here.
This is the
first time he's been in here. But
with
he's
us.
Been real supportive of not only myself, not only DJ Head, but
a real supporter.
You know what I'm saying? Literally. Real supporter. We got none other than the big homie Fuzz. Fuzzy Fantabulous.
Fuzzy.
Up in here, man. Fuzz. What's going on, brother?
Cause.
Appreciate you, man.
What's up, man? Got late sponsorship.
Hey, man.
Called me for $300
the other day. Hey, bro.
I bought some shit I can't even wear on. Like, this shit's small.
I always get on here because, like, we're not the fashion type niggas.
I'm not a fashion.
You're not.
They said they got hair looking right now.
They got him now. He coming up in here with, he got ripped jeans every time I see him.
Looking like Doc Winter.
Every time. Shouts out.
Shout out to Doc Winter.
Yo, man.
Doc Winters.
Doc Winters.
No. We was at Lace,
yeah,
South
we
Bay.
We were. I'm not going. Yeah,
we was at Lace.
Know
we was at
do.
Last week.
A few days ago.
For
the Air Max Day.
And Chuck Dizzle's in there, and shout out to Pooh and JB. But they're like,
Pooh,
yo, when you gonna come on over, Chuck?
And
Chuck said, I'm with it.
Nah,
here's the thing. Your knees gonna be out.
All right. Look,
in your jeans.
I'm just saying.
Skinny cuz is gonna be in full effect.
Nah, as long as my shit is ain't butt hug tight, I'm cool.
And that's skinny.
What I told them. No.
You skinny though, my G. It doesn't matter.
Yes, I'm skinny, but I'm not gonna wear it.
Me and Head's the one that got problems with thighs and look like
linebackers. Just because I'm skinny don't mean I want to wear like some twig hugging shit. This is not my
style.
Yeah,
you want no nut huggers.
Yeah, exactly. I just don't want those. So I'm with it. I've always respected
Chuck. Definitely old school West Coast.
Exactly. I would have my shit.
No. Don't say that. He's not an old school West Coast. Because as of right now, today, Chuck Dizzle got on the Christmas fit.
I do. I told you. I said, I'm going to wear this motherfucker out.
Yeah.
Alex just came up here and she said, I love this. I said, it's on the ground like 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
Scroll up there, you're going to see it. So you will see it probably on another few episodes. Letting you know.
This is my version. That's the Christmas fit.
When he came nice in shit and the shoes. You feel me? I got them, the little combo.
He came in the real 92.3 on Christmas Day
with
in this
shit.
Exact fit
with my shit. I told you what I and what I say.
You said I'm a rock this.
I'm a keep on rocking this.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah, I feel you, man.
All right, man. So look, we got a lot of shit to talk about. First and foremost, man. Rest in peace, Eazy-E. It's been 23 years since he's passed. Like
this week.
This week. So first of all, man, Fuzz, you being not only in the industry but from Compton, you know what I'm saying?
Hello.
Day one original.
Yeah.
What's your memories of Eazy-E, man?
You know, I got a cool memory of Eazy-E. I remember at the time when on Crenshaw used to be a spot called The Good Life. The Good Life was like a freestyle hip hop. You know, on Tuesday nights, that's where you used to go. And this cast would be up there, Freestyle Fellowship, Farside,
right.
Micah Nine, like, you know, the OGs, Volume 10. And I remember Eazy-E would be in that spot, like, looking at talent.
Get the fuck a scout.
Oh, so he was already looking.
He was scouting, my G, like, for real. He'd be in there. He was in there.
So he was tapped in, even at the height of what was going on.
Oh, yeah.
On.
This is like, after, like, he was, this is Eazy-E.
Wow.
I'm like, damn, he really up in here.
So you talking about you saw Eazy-E with your own eyes in the
show.
Now, did the curl really like look
curl.
How it was
curl.
Real?
Curl.
It really was dripping.
Nigga, Eazy-E curl. Like
that's crazy.
You wear a shower cap right now, curl. Like that kind of like G Perico curl.
Crazy.
Perico shit don't be dripping.
No,
that's
a
2000 what?
So that's what I want to know, like, because I remember the stereotypes and shit from the movies.
You got to put a
stain.
You had to put a towel on the back of your starter jacket.
Absolutely.
Kind of curl.
Damn.
I see Eazy like coming up Stalker in his white BMW. Like he used to be in the city. Heavy. Yeah,
that's wild, man.
That's crazy. That's like what Julio G was telling us about about how he called him Eric, but how he would be around in the city like that.
Yeah, he pull up on you.
That's crazy. Did you have a personal relationship with him?
Nah, I didn't. Because by the time I got into radio, that's when he had just passed.
Got you.
You know what I'm saying?
Now, what was your introduction into radio, man? How did you get into the business?
My introductory. Okay, so it's different layers of that. So it can street promotions. Mm. When I was, you know, early 90s, I was doing street promotions. I would have to go to the clubs, and you know, I started developing a relationship with the Baker Boys, mm-hmm. who had just started at the at Power 106 doing Friday Night Flavors. So that was my introductory to radio.
So
was at the Baker Boys
at that
by
point,
Hans point.
At that point, was it was your interest like you wanted to do promotions, or what was like that inside?
I just want my thing.
In,
I just wanted to get on.
Get on. And what was your definition to get
when
on?
When I say my definition, get on, I want to do something in the industry. I was a sound man for the Far Side. That's how me and Big Boy became partners. Mm-hmm. I met Big Boy. He was the bodyguard for the Far Side.
Right.
I don't know if you guys knew that.
Yeah.
I'm a sound man, and that's how that was my way of getting in on the hip hop scene. I was young. Like, Big Boy is the first person that ever took me to a hip hop club.
Get the fuck out of here.
So what other clubs were you going to?
I think I was square. I was group in church. So when I turned 21, he was like, "Oh, we out. Like,
we going to the club."
So I was like, we went to a club called Unity. You know, rest in peace, Bigga B. And I was so impressed that our name was on a list.
Just to get in.
Nah, and I was like, they were like, and Carmelita was at the door. She was like, "Big, are you straight going?" I was like, "We get in for free?"
Wow.
I ain't no shit. Like, to this day, I remember, like, I was like, "What? Oh, okay, cool.
This is how it is."
I was like, "Big Boy got the juice."
Yeah, of course.
But me and Big, like, Big didn't have a car, so I would go pick Big up.
So you was a ride.
He was just, you know, I had a
Central.
I was
Uber.
I'll pick him up. He was like, "Go right there, pick him up in Culver City.
Yeah.
Those were good old days right there, though.
But I'm saying, like, with those, like, that, your definition was getting on. It didn't even
I just wanted to get on. I wanted to get in. Like, it was a scene going on.
Yeah.
Like, think about it. In the 90s, like, hip-hop was cracking.
Absolutely.
But on a real, like, everybody, you know what I'm saying? It was cracking. Like, I would see Paul Stewart, who used to manage the Far Side. He was working for Street Knowledge, working for Ice Cube. And I was just intrigued by the whole movement of stuff in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know exactly what I wanted to do. I just knew I either wanted to be at a record. I knew I wanted to be at a record label.
Got you. And at what point when you tapped into that, did you realize in your journey, like the discovery of, oh, okay, this is what I want to do, and I want to start going in that direction.
So I always wanted to be, I was still doing the sound man stuff, but I was like, it's something cool about being hands on with the hip hop stuff. So I do street promotions. I started calling people accounts. I started working for free.
Mm-hmm.
I remember Duck Down dissed me. They told me they didn't need nobody on the West Coast.
Wow.
I like, what? I want to work out records for free. They're like, nah, we don't, you know.
For free.
I told them for free. But that's how I got on for Payday Records. I was working J. Rudder Damager. And they just sent me the record. Oh, we need somebody out in the West. And I started doing it. They ended up turning to a job. So then, you know, they hired me. MC Search hired me to go to Wild Pitch. I worked at Wild Pitch, worked at Payday Records, and I ended up, you know, being an executive at Warner Brother Records later on. But it started, you know, snowballing. I just put in work. Like, I really was just trying to get on. Like, just let me do something.
Yeah.
Something in hip hop and in music and, like, being around the music.
Yeah, I just wanted to be around
the
music.
I can
imagine. It was so intriguing to me. Like, it was so much going on, like. It was a remarkable, like, in the 90s, dog. Like, I just couldn't believe, like,
I could only imagine, like, the Wild Wild West. It's like, damn, what can you tap into, and what's available to do? Like, for my example, for me, like, radio was always shit that I wanted to do since I was the age of 10. Like,
I knew
the direction I wanted to go. But this is something, we're not even talking about just music. This is a new genre.
It's a new genre. Like, so it was just cracking.
Hip hop is fresh,
like,
on the scene.
It was cracking. Like,
right.
So you think about it, like, I did that, street promotions, and it led me to start working at a record label, right? So then what got me into radio was I got laid off at Warner Brother Records.
Wow.
But I had a great relationship. Think about Fuzzy in 95.
Mm-hmm.
I still had a great relationship with the guys at the radio station.
Right. Yeah.
So they, like, you know, Big was already starting to do radio, and they're like, "We like your personality. Why don't you try doing overnights?" So I'm like, "All right, cool." So Big's the one that put the Name Me Fuzzy Fantabulous.
Yeah.
He said, "Oh, you need some, you know, other than me calling Fuzzy, just try Fuzzy Fantastic."
Because you were just Fuzzy at the time.
Yeah, I was just using Fuzzy.
Right.
I like your boys Fuzzy.
Yeah.
You know. He said, "No, try Fuzzy Fantabulous." The MD or one of the PDs, one of them people was like, "No, that sounds like a crutch." He's like, "Man, keep using it.
Go.
Yeah."
And I just kept saying Fuzzy Fantabulous, and that shit stuck.
Damn. So what about your first night, your first overnight shit?
It was the worst.
Talk about that.
Yo, it was this one dude. Oh, man. If I can remember his name, I was sure to shout his ass out. But he was a fucking hater.
He was a fucking hater.
Yeah, bro,
a listener or somebody in the building. Somebody in the building.
He was supposed to be teaching me how to, you know, do breaks. And,
right.
You know, get your timing right. You only got 13 seconds on this intro. get out before the lyrics. You know, he was like, he do this or talk now.
So
like,
I'm like, whoa. So he was supposed to be your producer.
He was my, yeah.
Oh my God.
I was supposed to be learning how to run the board.
He was, sabotaging your shit.
Yeah, because he wanted to be on doing overnights.
Oh, snap. So
I told Jeff Garcia, like, yo, because Jeff Garcia was there helping out back in the production back in the day. We were both getting on. He was like, yeah, man, this dude's whack. I'm not learning
talk,
anything.
Right.
Because he was like, talk now.
Go.
No. Nah. I said, what am I supposed to say? This is before I knew what, like, a format of...
Stop setting the breaks and all that. Yeah, right.
Promote your major.
The liners and all that.
Ah, he wasn't telling me shit.
He just go.
Then he goes, oh, man, you supposed to say this? Then I'm like, but I got to turn this air check in the morning.
Right. They got to hear what I just did. Was it you got the job overnight? Or is it just like, we're going to test you out?
We're going to test me to keep the practice.
Oh, man.
Wait. Okay,
so we're air checking everything. Sounded like
so it'd be like, talk down. Then you'd be like, fuck. Then you do your break.
Key sweat.
Oh, man, you should have said that.
Key sweat is going off. And you'd be like, all right, 5 seconds. Put your headphones on. Then the mic, you know, you hit the mic on, everything goes silent.
Right.
Then he goes, point to me. Like, yo, man.
This is it.
Fuzzy, man. You
fucked that up. No, this is live right here.
Yeah, it's live.
Hey, man.
Like, yo. Yeah. And he take off his headphone and shake his head. Like, yo, you know what the fuck to say? I was hot. Because I'm like, you playing me, my G.
Yeah.
But thank God to Jeff Garcia, man. She showed me how to really get down.
Oh, shit.
So this is 4 hours or 5 hours.
Hey, shout out to
what? 12 to 5. 12 to 5. Like,
oh my God.
Like, this is when I was like
5 hours.
This is when I'm like, hey, homies, if y'all up, yeah, I'm on right now.
This is it. Turn your radio.
Like, oh, you sound like an asshole on the radio right now. Man,
it was
Fuzz
bad.
Sound like an asshole on the radio right now.
Like, this Fuzzy probably 106. I hit him with a couple of those. Like, swear to God, man.
Turn the mic on like.
I didn't know, man.
Right. You're no say.
Oh. He was a hater, dude. I really want to fire on somebody like, you motherfucker.
Oh, man.
5 seconds, put your headphones on.
So obviously things develop. You know, your personality gets out there. And, you know, from a lot of people in this room, myself included, like, we remember hearing you on the morning show. You
hell
know
what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
With Big and, like, being a right-hand man. So, I mean, talk about those experiences, too. And really, this is at a time where L.A. radio was just cracking.
It was cracking.
So what happened was I would stay overnight. Then when Big would come in the morning, I would just stay and just...
It just made sense.
Chime in on the morning show. You know,
right.
So it just started, the chemistry started. Because me and Big already had chemistry.
Right.
That's my folks.
Yeah.
So it just... He was like, man, you might as well just come on and just join the morning show. And I'm like, all right.
It just
stuck. I had no plans ever in life to be on the radio.
Right.
Like, I just, I got laid off. I had to do something, you know what I'm saying?
I'm there for you too, man.
I was like, hey, it's cool. Like, it's cool. I've never been the type, I like being behind the scenes. I ain't gonna front.
Mm-hmm.
But being like clowning with Big, it's a whole different kind of thing.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, me and Big, we'd just be cracking jokes even before the radio stuff. Like, Big's a real prankster, like, a real...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you know...
I know.
He has serious moments, but other than that, we clowning, dog. Like, but it was just being with the homies, Sean Juan, DJ Ray. Like, we was all family, you know what I'm saying? So, it just stuck.
Yeah.
But like I said, I always tell my people, like, I always tell my daughter, I'm like, I hope how my career rolled out, like, I hope she has the same momentum, like... Once you know what you want to do, just
go
get in it, and doors will start opening up.
Yep.
I know it sounds crazy to people. I'm like, that I'm saying, just listen. If you know you really want to do something,
go for it early.
Just go for it early. Make sure you put all your heart into it, and it's going to happen.
No, that's I wholeheartedly.
I tell people that, like, you know, like, faith without works is dead. Yeah, like, not to sound preachy, but it's real shit.
It's
like, you got to really want to do it to make something happen.
Now, how was that? Like, growing up, obviously in a church, I'm assuming, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
All right, so I mean, you got that faith behind you and all that, but, you know, stuff on the radio is, you know, more secular. You know, the music that you're playing is secular. How was the family? You know what I'm saying? Like,
check. Let's be clear.
Okay.
And my thing was like, yo, I'm on the radio. Like, what y'all going to do?
But it was no backlash from the family, though, was it?
Okay. Nah, my family's hella supportive.
Got you.
Hella supportive. Like, they probably wouldn't... Like, even to this day, like, even when I started working with Dr. Dre, my mom didn't know who he was.
Mm. Really?
Like, crazy.
Nah, she was
mom's checked out.
She was like, I was like, Dre was with NWA. She was like, who?
Yeah.
Because I wasn't allowed to play that shit out loud in the house, my mom's old school. Like, she was like, yeah, I guess. I ain't never heard of NWA. I'm like, dang. Like,
Oh, this shit cracking, man. You ain't tripping.
But I had to say Beats headphones. She like, oh, I know. I seen that. Like, yeah. Okay, cool.
I want you to talk about that because I remember after the radio and Power and all that, you started working with Dre. Mm-hmm. And then I remember thinking to myself, like, oh, shit, Fuzzy made it. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like,
But that was a conversation, though.
But then after that was my initial thought, like, oh, Fuzz made it. Like, he's out of here. He finna be a billionaire. Like, you know, damn, I'm thinking all that
that's
shit.
Good, that's great thoughts, though.
No, I'm just saying. But then, y'all, you started working out like fucking crazy.
Nigga, Dre.
And I was like, bro, I'm not fucking with Fuzz.
That was
part of the job.
Yeah, like, he was like.
What was a workout regimen like?
All right, keep 100. It'd be like, I was doing 2 a day. So I would get up and do something. Then I'd wait for my phone to go off. And he'd be like, all right, meet me at the gym at 10. So I push from Inglewood from like 9 o'clock, go to, you know, where we meeting at. And we just work out. It wasn't nothing hard. He would just go at your pace. But he was like, Fuzzy, you overweight, man. Like, I need to, you know, I want you to feel better. Right. We moving. Like, let's do this together. And he helped me. Like, he was like, it don't make sense for, you know, I'm working out. You got to work out with me. Like, just, I'm going to help you. And it wasn't like it didn't feel like torture or nothing. He was just very empowering, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you do it. And put the battery in your back.
He put a battery in my back. Then the way, you know, we would talk. We'd be walking and talking and just working out and hella cool. Like, I was like, damn, this is a good workout partner. Not to brag, but it was like.
But you working out with Dr. Dre?
Yeah, Dr. Dre.
Yeah, but I'm saying it wasn't even that. It was just like, this motherfucker knew what the fuck he was talking about with working out. I didn't look at him as a producer or homie. Right, I was just like, oh, he training me. Like. Right.
And I mean, you've seen where his transformation himself.
Yeah, so we would talk. Like, yeah. We would really talk. Like, he'll call me, like, you good? What you need? Blah, blah, blah. Like, one day he sent me a treadmill to the house. Like, I need you working out. Just make sure you.
Damn.
Here's a treadmill. I got one.
Treadmill to the house.
It's there.
Nah, for real. He's like, I got, you know, it's an old treadmill, but I'm going to get it sent to the house. I'm like, all right, cool. And he would tell me, all right, this is what you need to do. Do, do, do. Yeah, it was just real cool. It wasn't like no drill.
But it was like working out with Dre. Is that where your workout regimen kind of started?
What? That's all where it started.
That's where this whole thing.
Yeah, like I'm nowhere near where I used to be. Like, but we had like we would weigh in every Friday. Like,
oh yeah, weigh ins.
What?
It's like, do you know?
Dog. Yeah. We had the goals. We had what goals?
How much did you have to drop every week?
It's not about how much. It's just what I did. Like,
now was that part of the job? Like, hey, look, all right, it was bring you on, or this is what we gonna do? But
nah, he was like, yo, man, like, you know, it's like somebody.
What you looking out for?
Really looking out, like
the homie.
Say you got somebody you really love, and you see him fucking up, eating like not eating, but smoking crack.
Right.
You want to help this person?
Absolutely. Get off
and
the crack.
Health is like really a big thing with him. You know what I'm saying? So. Like, I've never seen him, like, if he did fuck up eating, he was making sure he was at it that same day or the next day working out. Like, it was a trip. Like, he has, when I say somebody has discipline,
on it.
So the whole time y'all working out, like, you doing y'all on y'all fitness regimen, what's the craziest thing you saw him eat that go against his fitness? Like, a bag of Funyuns?
Nah, he wouldn't eat nothing nutty like that. He probably like a cake.
Just cake?
Yeah, like... You probably like this caramel cake you like, or some go to Maestro's butter cake or something.
Damn,
but he really don't eat nutty, like what I'm saying.
That's
like,
crazy. I couldn't imagine.
Then, like you say, when he did drink, he would say, you know, I pour a little, add a little color to it. That's it. Mm. Like, I'm trying to tell you, dude, just strict, man. Like, he by the book.
So, you feel like obviously your discipline enhanced by being around him.
100%.
So with that transitioning from radio to obviously doing the shit with Beats, like, how was that? Was that something that you were like, okay, I'm ready to kind of get out of it?
I just felt like I hit a glass ceiling at the radio station.
Gotcha.
Hell yeah.
And it's like, I didn't want to leave Big, that's the homie, but he understood I need growth.
Right.
So I'm like, you know.
Was that a hard conversation to have? Because it's your partner, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was very difficult. Cause he was like, damn, I don't want to see you leave, but I don't want to hold you back.
Right.
Big ain't never like that. Big is, you know, number one supporter.
Of course.
So he was like, damn, I get it.
Yeah.
And when we told him we was working on it, was like, it was so top secret that even when Dre was telling me, I didn't understand what, I'm like, streaming, what?
Why?
I said, all right.
He said, streaming, what?
I'm here.
What the fuck is that?
Like, cool. But I like when he brought me in, I still didn't understand what it was.
He's like, "Hey, I'm just here. Like, what are we doing?"
I heard about Spotify, but you know, I was like, "I don't know what that is."
And this is early in the streaming days.
Yeah.
And because only reason why I bring that up is because I mean we all in this industry. I mean, and just a lot of people that may be watching or listening.
Yep.
For them, when they hit that glass ceiling, sometimes it's hard for them to move on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. There's a book called "Who Moved My Cheese." Mm-hmm. You ever read that?
Mm-hmm.
And some people get they in their comfort zone.
Yeah.
Like I ain't gonna front. I was shook. Like, damn. Right. One, I'm be working with somebody different. Dre's hella cool. We hung out, you know, quite a few times. But it's like it was a whole new. It was digital. It's like a whole new. It was a whole new world for me.
Right. Right.
I didn't have no net. Like Big, not there. Like, at least I knew if something happened at Power, I was like, man, Big, man, he got help me fix this. Right.
Yeah.
No, just me solo.
Yeah.
But I learned a lot. I learned a lot from the Beats family and Dre and his family and his team, and saw some incredible shit. Saw, you know, been around some incredible things, and I had seen some like incredible like just that whole side of life, bananas.
And obviously that's motivating, right? Well, yes,
very motivating, yeah. Bro.
So to say, like,
very motivating, like
for you. I mean, we can get into details or whatever, but for you, what was that one thing that you saw? You was like, okay, my life needs to change.
I gotta get my shit together.
Oh, like I need to get another check.
Something. Just anything. Whether it's motivating
trip,
that tip
or
definitely a trip.
It was a trip.
Definitely. It's just the
but
access
some shit.
The access. Yeah. So it's just a couple of things. It's like, what's not to sound like it's not bragging, but it's just like just the access to where
whatever.
I'm gonna tell you one of the key things Drake told me that was. This one when we were working out, and I've been overweight all my life, and I remember we went to Equinox, we were working out, and I was like, dang man, I wish I could do a pull up, man. Like I like see that dude over there doing pull ups, and he stopped me. He's like, hey, Fuzz, check this out. I said, what's up? He go, if he can do it, you can do it too.
Mm.
No. I said, what that mean? I said, nah. I ain't gonna. He said, man, if he can do it, you can do it.
Mm.
And he looked at me like, stop saying that bullshit. Like,
yeah, right.
And I started doing pull-ups. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that was a big deal. I never did pull-ups. Like,
never in your life?
Man, them little PE tests we used to have to do in middle school.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, just mark zero.
Right.
Just mark me out.
I'm done.
Marking that one. You know what I'm saying? But that's kind of like, that's why I tell people, like, they were like, why you be walking every morning? I'm like, I said, dude, I couldn't even walk down Venice Beach without my back hurting. I had to stop. Like, being in the mall somewhere, being in Lakewood Mall and stopping and leaning on stuff. Like,
right. Damn.
So when I hit 4 or 5 miles, when I walk, like, it's nothing. Like, I'd be like,
man, crazy.
I remember I had to stop and, like, man, I don't feel good. Like, so I'd just be, like, I'd be, you know, in my 40s now, I'd be like, yeah, I'd just do it.
And it's got to be crazy too, because I mean, not just in hip hop, but just in general, like we seeing people pass, like left
you see
and
people
right,
yeah, for sure.
Hey, remember that you told me about this one time. You went to the doctor and he told you some shit.
Oh, yeah,
it fucked you up. Yeah, so
my cardiologist.
Okay,
so this is right before I had my daughter. Mm. So my daughter about to be born. This is probably a year or two before about a year before she's about to be born, and. I go to cardiologist. I've always been fighting hypertension. That's high blood pressure. That's the correct word for high blood pressure.
There we go.
So hypertension all my life, whatever, right? So he goes, hey, man, you know you got more years behind you than you do ahead of you. I said, what? I'm like 28 now or something.
Damn,
dog. So I'm like, you trying to tell me I'm not going to make it to 60? He's like, nah.
Mm.
Straight up.
Dr. Eric, straight up, I still see him to this day just because of them words.
Wow.
He says, you have more years behind you than ahead of you. Scared the shit out of me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm like, 60? You trying to tell me I ain't going to make it this another 28 years? Mm-hmm. He's like, nah.
You said it with confidence,
and at this
too.
Time, how big
he looked at me. He,
at this time,
oh,
like,
nigga, I'm four and some change.
Damn.
Nigga, I'm 6X, nigga. Like,
you four what?
Four, low four, like 420, 420, you know, 425, whatever.
You
it
say
matter.
Four, it don't matter.
It
you
don't matter. I was overweight.
like four, like anything over four, don't. Come on, dog.
Four what? Dog?
Yeah, because I was going there for high blood pressure.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, man, you got more. I'm like, whoa, all right. Got
to get it together.
Yeah, that was one of them conversations. Shook the shit out of me. I lost weight. You know, I started losing weight. But just, it was just, you know, ballooning up and back and forth. And that's why I was trying to tell Sparkle, like, hey. It's the eating. It's what we eat.
Right.
Black people eat bad.
I know. You just saw what I eat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I'm just saying we eat bad. Like we eat bad when it's at funerals.
Right.
Like
right.
we ain't
right. mac and cheese.
Yeah, mac and cheese. Right. Church right. chicken.
Fried catfish.
Yeah, man. You like that same shit? Put that person right there in the ground. Yeah, man. Yeah.
We'll be burying somebody.
Yeah,
from we'll be burying somebody for, that died from a heart attack. And make some more fried chicken.
Bruh,
and shit.
Like, bruh.
That should make you think though. Like
low
real.
Key.
Damn.
That's what Dre was like, man. He said we celebrate and eat the wrong stuff. Mm-hmm. Birthdays, New Year's.
Cake Christmas, and ice cream.
Turkey.
Damn, dog.
Eating.
Peach cobbler.
And food's supposed to give you energy. It's not supposed to make you feel sleepy.
It's not supposed to make you sleepy.
Yeah.
So you on the greens and stuff too? What's your diet now?
So I stopped eating. I'm pescatarian, so I just eat fish.
Okay.
But like even with that, I got to make sure my carbs is cool. Right. Like I can't eat overdo it, but protein and veggies, what you supposed to do.
I do want to say this, okay? I got to give Fuzz props.
Go ahead.
Okay. Right now, I think we 5 for 5 on restaurants.
Oh, my God.
He's
oh,
yeah. never Fuzz taken me to a bad spot. Food
Listen,
experience.
I'm not going to lie about
so,
that.
So, no. Listen.
Yeah.
And I put everybody else on.
Yeah.
You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
But right now, I would trust Fuzz Palette damn near anywhere.
That's true.
Because we 5 for 5 on restaurants.
We ain't talking about no bougie restaurant. We talking about some regular
Just regular good eats. Good eats.
Hey, but Little China did change their shrimp up for some reason.
They did.
It's not the same.
It's not the same.
I meant to tell you that the other day.
I don't fuck with them no more like that.
Yeah, I can't. I try to give them 2 chances.
I meant to tell you that.
Yeah, I went there a couple weeks ago. I'm like, this ain't right. The same right.
What y'all do? What y'all do?
So you feel the same way?
Yeah, no, 100%. I start ordering from another spot. They got a garlic shrimp, so I start doing the garlic.
So that's why you ain't been bringing it to. Okay.
That's why I haven't been ordering.
Yeah, Little China.
Because he know I would order Little China in a heartbeat. Yeah, just like I used to. Hey,
we ain't had it in months. You're right. We ain't had it in months.
I can show you a text message. I'm like, I told somebody to text. I'm like, hey, this ain't right.
This ain't word.
Something.
Hey, but I be wearing those socks out though.
Socks the business. Yeah.
Man.
Anyway, yeah. You know.
But shout out to Fuzz, man.
Yeah. The taste is on point for sure.
Yeah, man.
Now, obviously, moving through that, like that whole Beats days. First of all, what was the title at Beats? What was your title?
So, it was director of the pharmacy. Dre and I was working on the pharmacy. Mm-hmm. And we're just developing that. So
that was before the pharmacy like even, took off.
Yeah,
because before the pharmacy
was
a thing.
It was a Beats streaming thing, and that stopped, and it turned into Apple Music, right?
Yeah, Beats Music was always – it was Beats Music.
Uh-huh.
Then I left right before they sold. So I think the plan was always to sell to
gotcha,
Apple,
gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? But part of that was it was just Beats Music.
So
– the streaming, on the streaming
right.
side.
They sell – back again.
I'm back at radio now.
You're back at radio. Yep. So
this is when Big is at iHeart.
Exactly. Yep. So I mean, that shit was crazy. Again, I got to go back on our end because growing up in L.A.,
right?
We seen, you know, Big's career, Power. We knew like they were just going to retire.
Big, Power 106.
That was it. You know what I'm saying? The two names is pretty much synonymous.
You know, it's crazy when y'all say y'all grew up on and Big.
Grew mm-hmm. up on it. Yeah, dog.
That's
like,
crazy.
It's the same thing. Like when people tell us like, yo, we've been listening, been supporting Homegrown for, you know, since we was in high school. I'm like, oh, shit. Like,
that shit
throws me off.
It fucks me up when I hear it now.
So, yeah, seeing that, and I remember like it was yesterday, you know, Big making that him driving his kids to work on Instagram. We was like, oh shit.
Oh yeah, because he was out of the station.
Something's going on. Something's brewing. From the inside on your end, like what was going through your mind through this whole process in the transition?
Okay, all right, go ahead. I'm gonna get into mine after.
First of all, I never thought I was like, damn, Big is leaving Power 106. Like I'm like,
that don't even sound right.
Yeah, it didn't sound right. But I'm like, I thought it was just we're gonna retire there, or you know, he was gonna retire there. But when we had some conversations, you know, like behind closed doors, he was serious. Like I'm like, oh, I just never thought that would happen because he was such a staple at the station.
Right,
you
right.
You feel me? So, but when I understood the bigger picture of what was going on,
right, right,
I like, oh.
Oh,
okay.
I was okay. Yeah. But I was doing some side work for consulting work for Def Jam at the time. I remember Big called me with Doc Winter on the phone, and he said, "Hey man, we're about to switch the station to." I said, "What?" He said, "Oh yeah, it's going down on so and so day." And I was like, "All right." And I was just listening in the background, like, "Okay, all right." And B was like, "Yeah, it's going down. It's going down." I'm like, "All right." And when they made the switch, I'm like, and they were so disrespectful with the
turn the power off.
Yeah, like, I remember all that shit.
I'm like, oh, they with all the shit.
Yeah.
And some
with the full bullshit.
Yeah, yeah.
And Big was sensitive to it because that's like he that's just left. Family, like, yeah.
He just got out of there and 2 weeks ago.
And that's why I wanted to talk about that because this is literally family. You know what I'm saying? So
what?
It's like
yeah.
now you're jumping ships. You're going with your partner, but at the same time, you
like they even, still feel a certain way.
Oh, I can imagine.
I'm sure.
I can imagine.
I'm like we folks. Like you know. Yeah, but I can't, you know, hey, I'm riding with the, you know.
Exactly.
10 toes down, I'm with it. I'm exactly. with all the bullshit. Exactly. Like, let's go.
It's yeah. whatever.
Yeah. What? And I'm back with the homie Big?
Right.
I'm about to go. But anyway, it was out of love. It's competition. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that was an experience in itself. Then I had a chance to, you know, be in a position where I could be a music director.
Right.
Yeah. I always wanted to be an MD. Like, yeah. being in radio, they yeah. just wouldn't let me in.
Right.
So Doc was like, "Oh yeah, I can teach you." Like he was like, "I was like, it's all love." I'm like, "Cool,
hell yeah,
it's all love."
Now let me go back. Let me go back. Let me backtrack to. I know it's like a wriggling time shit.
What's that?
But let me backtrack to a little bit what Chuck was talking about. Now we only thing that I got a little kite flew me a little birdie told me some shit was going down in L.A.
But how did you get so early? You called me early.
I know that's what I'm getting to. So I got a little kite. I'm like, yo, so. True
I don't
story.
Think I had a key card to the station yet.
True story. I called Fuzz like 8:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Like 8:30. Yo, Fuzz. He like, hello? What's up, head? I'm like, Fuzz, I know what's going down.
I know.
I won't in. He's like, what? What you mean? Like, he didn't know what the fuck I was talking about. Because you didn't even have a key card yet.
No, I was brand new.
So I was like, Fuzz, I know it's happening. It's no way you finna put a radio station in L.A. with hip-hop, and I'm not on it. It don't make sense. And then you was like, oh, shit, you talking about the radio shit? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's an easy call. All right, yeah, whatever. All right, it's all good. I got you. Don't worry about it. I'm like, Fuzz, no, wake up. You
yeah,
got
yeah, yeah. I need
listen
you to hear
what
this.
I'm telling you.
And I'm like, I got you.
You're like, No.
But,
I need you to
but
hear
I need
this.
You to wake up, though, right. and hear what I'm saying. No, I got you. Don't trip. Easy call. All right, now go back.
So, yeah, head hit me. I'm like, all right. My thing is, if I fuck with you, mm-hmm. and I know you do good, like me and Head always had cool correspondence. Like,
right.
It ain't never been nothing. I seen him in Vegas. We laughing about dumb shit. We got the fights, whatever. And I'm like, you know, Head's cool. Yeah. Like, I always see him out. Be at birthday parties. Somebody right. DJing something.
Yeah.
Marvin's house, whatever the case. Like,
yeah, we already knew.
I see him out. Yeah. So, to me, I'm like, Head good people.
Yeah.
So, somebody called me on that. And I was like, that's all you want?
Yeah.
That's
it?
Hell yeah.
I'm like,
you don't need
it?
No money?
Hell
okay,
yeah,
cool.
That's all yeah. I want.
I said, oh, okay. Well, yeah. All right, dude, I'll do that for you. Yeah. I'll say what I need to say.
Mm-hmm.
Then I said his name. It was like, oh, somebody mentioned his name before. I'm like, all right, this is my guy. Let me bring him in for whatever y'all looking for. And I was he had the right time in the call because
right
I was
that.
Trying to ramp up. And I'm like, cool. And then he took it from there. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
my thing is, If I know I make things seem easy sometimes, and Biggie's tell me like, hey man, sometimes you make things like you do things too easy. Like you got to make people think it's harder than what you think
it is.
I'm like, right. I'm like, I you know, hey man, I'm sorry. I just but Head called. And I'm like, cool. It's a Head. No, it's an easy call.
Yeah, I mean, I think
like I knew Head wasn't on no bullshit.
Right.
I know he ain't gonna embarrass me.
Nah.
He know the city. He
right.
from L.A.
Right.
About the bit. Like, I'm cool.
I was about to say, it's easy to stick your neck on the line for people
for somebody
that
I fuck
know
with.
That you fuck
100%.
With. Exactly.
I can't do that for somebody I can't vouch for.
And
we had this conversation off.
Right.
Yeah.
On the,
right. Yeah,
but
sir.
I can't do it, man.
I wouldn't do it.
And then, I mean, and fast forward, obviously, he brings me in and I remember that call like it was yesterday. I'm at work.
What happened?
And you was like, look, your phone about to ring in 5 minutes. I'm like, all right, whatever, cool. I get a call from a 213 number.
Yep.
And I'm like, all right, boom. I'm in the middle of talking to a client. I said, hold on, I gotta go. Got the call from Fuzz. Say, hey, look, you good peoples. I obviously know you. He had vouched for you. Come in on this day for an interview.
Mm-hmm.
So we go in. And it was just like one of those things where it's like, that was probably the shortest interview in my life.
Me too.
It's like, oh, you good? You good? You good? You in.
You on.
And
that was it. Fuzz vouched for you?
And,
all right.
Exactly. And I know I thanked you many a time.
Oh, yeah. No,
but
no.
It's like officially good looking out for that. Because like, I don't think you realize like how much you changed our lives in the course of this. You know what I'm saying?
That's good, man. I appreciate it, man.
Building, because like, you don't know, my nigga. Like,
you don't understand.
You don't understand. Like, we grew up in this, and we knew what it was like. Like, not being able to get in. You know what I'm saying?
But think on, okay, so y'all looking at that point, right. But look at it on my end. I'm trying to bring talent in.
Right, right.
It's making me look good.
Of
like,
course, of course.
I'm just connected. You know what I'm saying? Like
a connector, of course.
I'm just, you know, I'm valuable. I don't know, y'all need this? All right, I know where to go. Boom, 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 boom. All right, done.
Yeah.
Like, always want, like, it's one thing that when Big used to hustle back in the day, like, I felt like he had an answer to everything. Mm. And I was always intrigued by that as a kid. Like, when I say kid, I mean in my early 20s, but I was like, damn, you know where to get a sound system hookup? Somebody need to come to the house and fix something. Or, like, Big had an answer for it. I need my burner fixed, like, my cell phone. I'm like, but I always thought that I was like, damn, I want to have answers for everything. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes me valuable. Even at this age I'm at now, like, even with the position I'm in now, like, I'm gonna have an answer for you.
Right.
Like, I'm gonna connect the dots on there. So don't trip. I got that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
And they, even at the, you know, at Capitol, they be looking at me like today I got these two ladies wanted to get their hair cut. I said, all right, I have my dude come up here. Mm. He said, your barber? I was like, yeah, I'm gonna have my barber come up here. He gonna cut y'all up. Oh, okay. They cut them up. Nothing. I got a haircut and kept them moving. Like,
yeah.
They looking at me like, you do have it. I'm like, yeah, it's nothing.
I'm the connector, baby.
Yeah, but no. To build on what Joker's saying, like, for real, like, you, it seemed easy to you, because I do the same thing, like, with our people, but it's like, it's a snowball effect of
it's
things.
Really a snow. Yeah. No, I feel you.
Yeah,
but so, I think what people forget to do sometime, and I always got to check myself. I'm like, you know, you're not valuable until you really help somebody, or you reaching back out, or, you know, speaking to people and whatever. Like, I don't ever want to get disconnected with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, and, you know, because Big is really good at that, and we cut from the same cloth. And you know, I get offended when somebody say Hollywood.
Yeah.
Somebody the night, somebody say, oh, you Hollywood. I said, I'm Compton.
Right.
What?
They go, what? I said, no, I'm Compton. What's up? Like,
right. Yeah, what's going on?
For you to say I'm Hollywood, that means I'm a high signer. I'm like walking in a club at night with sunshades on some shit. I don't know. Like,
none of that.
Nigga.
It has a negative connotation, yeah.
Of course. Still live in Compton. Like, what are you talking about?
Right.
Like,
yeah. I can imagine.
I got to go Inglewood before I get to Hollywood.
100%. So I'm like, how's that? I'm like, I still go to Serving Spoon. Like, yeah, I man. Still do.
You do. And you be walking around the neighborhood.
You catch me. You may see me walk through Compton College.
Right, like,
right. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not, like, you know, I may have, you know, I'm not going to wait in line. I may feel a certain
way
about certain shit.
The connector.
But in no way am I Hollywood. Right, like, you know what I'm saying? But I really get a feeling, like, huh, what?
Right.
Almost, like, check myself, like, damn, like, I know I smell a certain kind of way, but goddamn, I don't want to stink. I keep my car clean. I want all on my tires. Yeah. Like, I don't know. I don't know what that means. Like, I drive a Lexus. Like, it's nothing.
Not. Right.
I don't want to get a Tesla, though.
Now, I do want to move. I mean, once again, thank you.
Easy call.
But I do want to move because I remember the day when you pulled me inside. You're like, yo, you know how you do the fuzz shit? Yeah. If y'all know fuzz,
there's a lot of fuzzisms out there. There's a lot of fuzzisms.
I was like, all right, so we duck call. He's like, yo, look, about to do something. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be fast. You know what I'm saying? You know?
I was flying you. I could probably put you in position.
I'm like, all right. So Fuzz is about to do something, and then when you finally could tell me, like, yo, I'm relaunching Priority Records with No ID.
Yeah,
and I'm like, what? Like, he just said it like it was oh, I'm finna go get my car washed.
Right.
I'm like, wait. And he's like, yeah, so I'm finna do. I'm like, no, hold on, bro. Yeah, like, you said you finna relaunch Priority Records.
But I really like being at the record label. The record label shit is fun.
No, but I'm just saying the way you said it.
Was like, you was going to get a cheesecake and some shit.
Oh, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Go get
some cheesecake.
I felt like I owed you an early kite just because folks. Like,
no, I know that, but it wasn't a big deal to you like that. I mean, you probably was excited on the inside, but you was cool fuzz. Like, you was, oh, yeah, I'm about to go do this thing. You know, it's finna be good, but, you know, whoop. I'm like, and you were about us. I'm like,
I knew what the climate was going to be after I bounced. Like, I just wanted to make sure y'all, my folks, y'all good. I'll tell y'all what it is.
Right. But I'm like, damn, that's big, dog.
Yeah, you know.
You had to feel something like way more than what you let us in on. Because that's like,
I don't know.
You don't realize how historic that is.
Oh, no, it's a blessing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to bet on myself again.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Like, I want to better myself. Like, let me get my own wings up. Like, you know,
And it's surrounded around the shit that you really love. Like,
oh man, I went super heavy. I went
West Coast
heavy.
Hell yeah, he did. Yeah,
man. It was like, it turned out to be City. A Crip distribution. Yeah. Everybody looking at me like, you ain't signed Crips? I'm like, nah. So what happened? I just was AD and Rico.
It just happened to be the first
happened
one.
To be some Crips. Right, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, they happen to be Crips. It's just whatever. I can't help that.
Yeah, just so happened to be it. But so you know,
it's like, yo, can we get a deal? Hey, where they from?
It became a joke. I'm like, nah, I just happened. I'm sorry, man. I was trying to grab everybody up. Like,
we was going to studios.
Man. Tell people the position that you have now.
General manager of Priority Records.
Got you.
Which is, you know, distribution. AD, G Perico. We got some R&B stuff. Leon Thomas. Got Devon Terrell. So it's just, you know, grabbing really early, like, before research is even on somebody's radar. I feel like you still have to have a touch, and it's a vibe to certain things. So, you know,
How do you do that in this climate where, you know, it's everything so research based? Everything is you got to have it's got to be polished. It got to be this. How do you, as somebody that understands music and has a passion?
I'm not A&R, but it's still like, it's still a gut. It's still something that you want to believe in. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm all about relationships, and I'm probably told head to say, like, you got to network, man.
Yeah,
you always got to talk to people, and you never know. Like, just imagine if I was rude to AD and back. Like, my thing was, it was easy for me to. I knew who I can call when I got in this position to put music out, because it's like, it's people I really want to help at the radio station that we really couldn't
do nothing.
Really do nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all have more leeway probably at Homegrown Radio than y'all would do at Real 923, right?
Of course.
Because it's two different beasts. It's two different beasts. But it's like, you love what you're doing at 923. You love
of course,
the people that, you know, come across your airways. But then it's like, homegrown. Like, it's really here from the soil. Like,
yeah, right.
So it's different. Like, you have, this Priority feels like homegrown.
I like that.
You feel me? Like, it's just early. You believe in it? Hey, come on, give us a chance.
It's whatever. A feeling.
It's a feeling. It's a vibe.
Yeah.
And you got people to support it. You know what I'm saying? You always want to see somebody win.
Absolutely.
And at this point, like, what's dope to me is, like, you did go, not only did you go snatch up everybody, but then it ain't about, like Chuck was saying, ain't about this or it ain't about the look. It's really like, oh, I fuck with you. You got a good vibe. You got a good story. You pulled me in to listen to your boy Katori, and it wasn't about his numbers. He didn't have crazy following. It's more just like, no, you got to hear his story.
Yeah, that's one y'all to meet.
Yeah.
And he threw Capital Music, but that's somebody I brought in early, and they end up signing him. My man Andrew Keller, shout out to Andrew Keller back east. He signed him, like, but it was one of those, that's the only time I had, like, had a meeting with somebody. I'm like, I don't want to let him out the building.
Damn.
And I'm like, it's not crazy numbers, but he has a good story. And, you know, everybody, you know, we usually later on it happened, but it's a story. And I think I'm a sucker for. I am a sucker for West Coast shit. First,
of course. You looking at it?
I am a hip hop head. Tribe Called Quest is my favorite group of all time.
I'm biased. I always tell people that.
Yeah, but I'm biased. But I just have a soft spot for the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And but by it being the climate where it is right now, like, it's so South heavy. Like,
right.
You know, Migos is a part of our family at Capital.
Yeah, at Capital. Yeah.
So, but they running shit right now. Mm-hmm. But that's a lot of down. That's a lot of Atlanta. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I'm always like, man, fuck it. Let me try.
And I mean, in the South, is
fuzzyism.
Their shit is built off of support, though. You know what I'm saying? And that's why that shit works. So I mean, why not? You know what I'm saying? Nudge it in the right direction for your folks too. You know what I mean?
But like, even like working with people like Stretch and PU Pun, at Active Management, like, those are good people. Like, I bet on them any day.
Right.
Like, them good dudes. And they got a great relationship with them. You know, y'all got a great relationship.
Yeah.
But those are my guys. Like, I don't think they'll, like, not to sound one-sided, but I know if they ever call me for something, if it's something I can do at this label or another label, whatever the case may be, it'll be nothing.
Right.
It'll be, I know what they do. I know what kind of work they put in.
Yeah.
They don't have any crybaby artists. And, you know, like, if they do cry, I mean, we understand what it is, and we just won't work it out.
And they're not afraid
to work,
too.
A good team. That's what I'm saying. It takes a good team to have the right artists, too. Like, and I'm only using them as an example, because they're just, Active Management is really, they got some really
they moving
good things.
Right now. Yeah, they moving for sure.
They moving, and I'm like, I think they're the next ones to really to blow.
So how does somebody tell a story at this point? Like how did they get out there? Like you say, you're a sucker for that, and just somebody in your position to actually.
We're in a day and age where you just got to keep putting content out, putting music out. Do I think the album? I think the traditional album gonna go away. Yes. Mm-hmm. It may be, when I say album, I mean like putting out a body of work that everybody can just, people putting out EPs now, putting out shorter songs.
Nigga, Wendy's just put out a mixtape, goddammit.
Beefing.
Yeah.
Got everybody talking.
Cracking.
Right.
Talking shit.
Shout out to the homie J Pounds, producer on that too.
J Pounds. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, shout out to J Pounds.
But even looking at that project, that's something that's marketed clever. Yeah. Like, somebody try to talk shit about it. I'm like, why are you, listen.
That shit is hard.
I'm saying, all right, so let's talk about that. Who's that talking shit about it?
A major national food corporation like Wendy's is investing in hip hop. That's how I look
at it. Yeah, but I'm saying, but it was done right. It was the right lyricist. I don't know who the lady, girl is.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the production was right.
Mm-hmm.
The content of what she was speaking was right. We would have
even the song titles.
Song titles, art, whatever.
All that.
Shout out to Archie Davis. Yeah. But anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm saying, but if it would. We would have had a bigger problem as the culture if it would have been somebody not of our culture, or somebody not of our culture rapping.
Exactly.
It would have been like,
yeah.
Now we sound like y'all like trying to clown us with that girl rapping sound, trying to sound hip, and
mm-hmm.
or these beats sounding real cheesy, and they did it. Like, we would have had a problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
So when it's done right with the right people,
all on it,
I'm like, it's gonna win. It's done authentic.
Right.
I don't know why somebody else had to say something bad about it. I'm like, y'all didn't do your homework. Y'all know who was behind the scenes on that. But
and
I applaud that they even went there. That's dope.
No, absolutely. I mean, when I first saw it too, I was like, I looked at it for surface value. I was like, what's going on here?
I thought it was a spoof.
I thought it was a spoof, honestly.
Until I really saw like, oh, they really dropped a mixtape.
Then
like,
I heard some clips, and then when I saw J Pounds put up the thing that he produced. Yeah. I was like, oh shit.
J Pounds, right?
That's what made me listen to it. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Oh, this is but it's authentic. You know what I'm saying?
And you can
so
hear
you
it.
Can't clown on that.
Like, absolutely
I'm
not.
With it.
Absolutely
that's
not.
That's fucking dope.
Great.
So if you was to put out, okay, not if you was to put out, but y'all start dropping projects like immediately. Mm-hmm. As soon as you got crack it immediately.
Had to.
So the thing is, is there an itch that you haven't scratched yet as far as a signee?
Oh, yeah. There's a couple of things I wish I would have probably went heavy on or. I made some mistakes. I ain't gonna front. There's some things I'm like, I passed on, or something I wasn't aggressive on, or just didn't hear it, or second guess certain things. You get in a position where you get like uber happy to do a bunch of stuff, then you kind of second guess certain things, or you let somebody else say something.
Yeah, turn
fuck off nah, I should have just stayed on course.
Right,
that happens though. You know what I'm saying? And, you know. I'm just trying to do good things. I was trying to sign a gospel group that was called NWJ.
Get the fuck out of here.
Mm-hmm.
A gospel group called NWJ?
Nothing Without Jesus. Or
Nothing Without Jesus.
Or to me, I was saying niggas with Jesus.
Niggas with Jesus.
And that would have stirred some shit up.
Hell yeah.
Yeah,
hey, no, y'all going niggas with Jesus.
I love gospel music, so yeah. I'm always with it. I'm like,
so what do you think about the?
I called you and said Snoop Dogg album's cracking.
Yeah, the gospel album. What do you think about the cursing pastor?
Hilarious. I follow him.
I love it.
You follow him?
Yeah, he's hilarious.
If you have a problem with a man that loves titties,
yeah, he had his head on somebody's breast, right?
You have a problem with a man that only her titties. I just love that man.
He's hilarious.
Like,
I know he's doing it for the shocker.
But it's great content, man.
It's great content. I don't care. And Luck is with all the bullshit. Oh, yeah. Shout out to Bad Luck. He's the best one to follow.
Best captions
he's
ever.
The best one to follow on Instagram. Yeah, him and Will Smith right now.
Now, what do you want before I get into that question,
yep.
how has fatherhood changed?
Woo. Oh, Chuck is about to be a dad.
I'm going to need some dad advice.
So do you know what you're going to have?
I'm going to have a boy.
So it's a kid. Yeah. So this is life changing.
Mm.
When I say that, it's like, so let me tell you how not. I'm going to just give you the fuzzy from day one. Mm. So this is what you're going to experience. First of all, I didn't know that and girls don't laugh at me. The room that you're in, I thought I was going to a surgery room when we were about to have my daughter. The room converts into the, you know, where they had the baby at.
Right.
Did you know that, Lupe?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Wait, what do you mean converts?
Exactly. So I'm with Head right now.
Right, yeah, yeah.
So Head, we...
I don't know what you're talking about.
So I'm thinking we're in a regular room, my G, just like, okay, we're going to wheel it to the operation. I never had a kid, nigga.
I
missed this part into the baby class. I don't know. So they were like, oh, you know, she was dilating, and I'm like, oh, okay, baby's about to come. So I'm waiting for a stretcher to come.
Right, we're going to take it to the next room.
So next thing I know, lights is coming out of the ceiling, arms coming out of the bottom of the bed. Like, oh, it's going down in here?
The room is Transformer. Yeah, yeah.
I like, yeah. So I'm like, oh,
Autobots, roll out.
Right. I know. I felt so stupid. I mean, the first person I called when my daughter got here was Big.
Oh man.
Like, yo, is she right here? And Big, I was the first person I called. Right.
No.
But it's a love that you thought you would never like experience. Mm. Like, you really would fly somebody's head for your kid.
Crazy.
Like, even my daughter's 16, I'm still like, I have a thing where I call. I said, you good? Yep. I said, how was school today? Good. I said, we had no problems?
Yeah. I just want
to
know.
You ready to answer any problem?
She
said, yeah.
No problem. Like, she went with me the other day. I bought a gun.
Right.
Like, she know I'm with the bullshit.
Yeah.
So, I just like, you just, with a daughter, you go, it's a whole different
right?
It's protection.
But it's still a kid, like, you still want to protect.
Yeah, but you got a son, like, it's just different. Like, you going to trip off. It's going to be days you look at your kid and you're going to start crying. Mm,
for real?
What? You just be, it's some kind of emotion. You just be getting choked up. You're like, oh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh. So then the first ride home is the nervous ride.
Because it's like you on your own.
Yeah, because you got your brand, imagine a newborn. You just came from the hospital. Your wife is right here in the passenger seat. You driving, Chuck, and your baby in the back.
Mm.
Your wife is probably in the back with the baby.
You fully responsible for everything
so,
that's
nigga,
happening.
So, you're 10-2.
Yeah.
Not speeding. Let somebody cut you off, you're going to be hot.
Right.
Your main thing is try to get your baby home safely.
Yeah.
It's a nervous ride.
Wish somebody would cut me off.
Yeah. Oh, man. It's a whole different hustle you're about to have.
Nah, I think about it.
You already have it. You probably already have the hustle.
No, but I hear what you're saying. Like,
you don't want no problems.
Yeah, yeah, it's an access.
Because you know you gotta provide for your family.
Mm-hmm.
You got, like, your son going to have to, he dependent on you.
Right.
Like, you have to feed. You have to bathe. You have to diaper. Like, you're taking care of somebody. Then time flies like this, my G.
Right.
Like, I looked at a picture. That's funny. You know, you talking about funny. Like, it was a picture of my daughter, like, in a bathtub, and her hair was all wild. I'm like, I remember taking this picture she must have been two,
like 7 years
ago. You start reminiscing, like, you were like.
It didn't feel that long ago.
Yeah, I used to tell my daughter when she was growing, I used to push down her head and say, stop growing.
Mm.
Damn.
She's 16 now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you making me old.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a blessing. You know, I don't know how many kids you want, but, you know, one is this time of day.
Man, I don't know. After that, I don't know. We'll wait for this experience. Let's put it like that.
Oh, it's going to be a great experience.
Yeah. I think that's what we're waiting on at this
point. It's really a blessing, though, for real.
Let me tell you something, Fuzz.
Head, you next, my G.
I'm terrified.
Shoot up the club, my G.
I'm not shooting no club.
Shoot up the club.
I don't even
know. You know what's going to happen, Head?
I don't even want a gun.
Right.
No, I'm kidding.
You know what I'm saying?
It's going to hit Head like, I'm ready to have a kid.
Like,
but you got the right, you know, whoever you're dealing with, it's going to have to be the right one.
Yeah.
To not have one with a bad one.
Oh, I'm not.
Oh, wow.
But I'm going to tell you. Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
But I'm saying,
that's
but
one fuzz
when you're ready,
right there,
when you ready, you'll know. Chuck, you knew you was ready.
Of course.
I'm nowhere close.
You're nowhere near the bullshit.
I'm on the Jay-Z plan.
So
I'm going to wait till I'm 40, and then I'm going to start thinking about that type of shit.
Then there it is there. But it's kind of cool. Like, you know, I don't know how I would be without my daughter.
Yeah. Damn.
But even though she's a teenager, she on that teenage shit where she get in the car on listening to headphones.
She get in the car with headphones on. I don't want to fuck with you today, Dad.
Like, you know I signed Crips, right?
I say, you know I got this new I got this new Huncho Jack. You want to listen to
that?
Nah. I'm like, damn, I got so.
She get in the car with headphones on. That's
she ain't
that bullshit.
Dog.
Like, hi, Dad. I feel like Uber. I feel like an Uber. Uber
like
driver.
Yeah, you definitely taking her where she got to go.
Oh, dude. I'm just Uber and a little petty cat.
But see, the thing is, like, were you ready when you had your daughter?
Yeah, for sure. I was 30.
Because, my thing is, like, I'm not scared of being in a relationship or nothing. I'm not scared of having a kid for the kid. I'm scared of the woman. That's what I'm terrified of, having this kid with the wrong one. Because I done seen men
that happens.
Get toppled. You know, yes, when you deal with the wrong woman.
It's fact.
It'll ruin your life.
You're not ready for that, so just chill the fuck
out. I'm good. That's why I said, ain't shooting no clubs. Ain't I don't even know what a club
is. For you right now.
No.
You,
negative.
Like I said, but when you ready, it'll happen. But you got to, you know, you got to know which one is the right one.
I don't know her.
You got to look at all the signs, my brother.
Ain't no signs. I'm blind.
Yeah, well, stay Ray Charles on me, my
kid. You know what I'm saying?
What other fuzzums do
but you like being an uncle, though. You ain't uncle yet.
I mean, yeah, man.
Play uncle.
Yeah, I play uncle.
But you like that feeling.
Yeah, I like that because I like to be able to. My thing is, I like going. I like to be able to be. I like to be the negative influence on the kid. Like, here, take this red vine. Because then, you know what I'm saying? And I got to send the kid all sugared up back to their parents.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Fuck you, bullshit.
Hell yeah. Hey, take these cookies. Go eat this shit in the bathroom. And I say that to the kid. You know, the kid would be 6. I'd be like, look, take this shit in the bathroom.
Take this shit in the bathroom.
Eat this shit, and then go home with your dad. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I got to deal with the bullshit.
They'd be up, parked up at 10:30 at night.
Fuck you. Okay, I see what you're doing.
Oh, no, I'm for sure sugaring your kid up.
Hell no.
Hey, you want to go come with Uncle Head? Yep. I'm going to sugar your kid up and send him to the crib.
Hell nah.
Running over. But look, hey, I'm going to sugar him up and give him crayon.
But, yeah. But Chuck, it's something to learn every day, though. Like, bro, you take a lot of pictures, man. Just cherish the moment.
No, I can only imagine. And you do
an
excellent
job. Father?
Yes.
See, I wasn't close with my dad.
So it's a little
so I, that was a whole different,
right,
like,
right.
I was really trying to prove a point.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that's just something you learn something new every day. Like, you know. It's always going
to
be something.
Yeah, and I can imagine, man. I just always like to get – I definitely ask people whose advice that I respect that are fathers, and I see you do an incredible job.
So let me give you another newborn advice. You know, this was, I was at fault for this.
Okay. Dad advice.
So
dad advice.
It's going to be times where you come home, you want to beeline it to your son just because you happy to see your newborn.
Oh, right, pass up the, right. The woman.
I was speeding his house. It was some attitudes in the house. I'm like, yo, I'm happy to see my daughter. Like,
right.
Don't say hi, baby, kid, nothing.
Okay.
Going straight to the crib.
Okay.
Waking her up.
Yeah.
Nah, man.
So you gotta give the woman
wife
attention.
Right. What?
Yeah.
He still has a wife.
Yeah.
That comes first.
See, that's what I'm saying. That's too much. You know what? Dealing with that is like dealing with politics in the workplace.
But I'm saying it'd be
like you gotta negotiate. But it boss.
Be,
you got two bosses.
But like I'm saying, his attention may be good, but he may like he, you know, his wife may be feeling something. Like this Negro just walked in the house and say hello, or
he don't want to fuck with you. Yeah, my baby.
You can't say that.
Nah, that's not. I don't think that's the case. But I think you have to be more attentive.
You got to be sensitive to it.
You got to be exact.
So y'all both been in relationships. Exactly. You ain't no keeping it real in a relationship. Like I don't feel like I told this last woman I was dealing with just recently. I said
you said woman. I say female. My girl get on me about saying exactly. Female.
Okay, well this female I just dealt with. Seeing with the bullshit. This female I was just recently dealing with. I told her she was like, so what's up? I said sometimes I just don't feel like fucking with you.
But you,
that's what I told
you
her.
You can't live with nobody then.
We can live, we can cohabitate, but I'm gonna be doing this shit over here.
It's gonna take somebody that knows him, like they're okay with that shit, because it's not gonna fly with just any person.
Nah, that's
not but that's what I'm asking you. You can't just say you can't tell people the truth. Don't feel like fucking with you.
No,
today.
If that works in your situation,
it's all about tact and how you approach the situation.
Exactly.
You just can't.
Yeah, I don't really
there's
have
ways,
tact. Like
there's
that.
Ways to
you
do
have
it.
No tact. You have no march. You have no like.
His packaging is all fucked up. I tell him all the time. It's the packaging. Your intent is great sometimes.
I have great intent.
Actually, your intent is always great. It's just the packaging is fucked up.
Yeah, you just like fuck your feelings.
Yeah, fuck your feelings. Yeah.
Well,
you can never date somebody sensitive, my brother, because they'll be crying and you probably.
Whatever. I don't give a fuck about no tears. I remember one time one of my ex girlfriends,
right,
she was
now
crying and I was cursing her motherfucking ass out because I was like, because
you almost sound like a beater, but I know you're not a beater.
Exactly. I'm not a beater. No, I was cursing her out because I was like, my thing is people going through some real shit. Like you crying because your mom is upset with you over some bullshit with the cat. Fuck that cat. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck are you crying for? Fuck that cat. Let's get on. Let's go do some cool shit. Let's go eat some Chinese food.
What if that cat was somebody that? What if she got that cat because of a deceased relative?
Hey, you don't want to even start because we gonna start getting trolls.
You ever been to counseling?
Nah, I was thinking about going. Charlamagne told me I should go.
You should go. Like real talk, you should go to counseling, bro.
And see
like not on some shrink, just on some like talk.
But you'd be surprised.
I swear to you.
You know what? You know what? I'm gonna tell you the truth. I'm scared to go to counseling because they're gonna diagnose me with some sociopathic
shit. No, they're not.
Yes, they are. They're like, man, this nigga is crazy. That's what they're gonna say because I don't feel like everybody else be.
Nah, they really ask you some questions. You be straight. You should go to counseling.
Ask me what kind of question.
I mean, I don't know. I'm not a psychologist. I'm just saying.
Just go. Just go.
You should go.
For the experience. That'd be good.
You should talk to somebody.
We should film it.
That'd be good content, dog.
Nah, this.
I'm always. I'm trying.
That's your time. First of all, listen, bro. It's too expensive just to try to make a skit out of some shit.
No, I'm not gonna make a skit. I'm gonna really document the whole thing. If I'm gonna go, I'm gonna get some.
That's your time, head. Like, stop trying to make it a bit, nigga. It's your time.
Stop trying to make it a bit. Stop.
Stop. That shit. It's your time. Yeah. It's like you going to church. I'm about to start shouting at 9:50. Start speaking in tongues at 11:00. Catch me. That's your time. That's whatever you want to do.
I don't want to
take some time out for yourself, right, my brother. Love yourself.
I do love myself. That's why I had that garlic parmesan. Yeah. I mean, that garlic butter.
Yo, you was over here
stuffed like, crust, barbecue chicken pizza. You see how long it took me to say that shit? Right. That was a beautiful thing I just had.
No, but you should try. If Charlamagne say you should
try. He said,
"Howard Stern, go."
No, Charlamagne told me.
I've been going.
He said, "You been going to therapy?"
Yeah.
He said he go every day at 3:00. He says the best thing ever. He starts.
He goes every day.
Every Friday at 3:00.
That's probably his working out.
And he said that. No, I'm serious. We had a conversation about it, and he was like, "You should go." I started going to therapy, and you just talk.
You talk.
And I'm just like,
it's really good. They give you some cool tools, for real.
Some bars. I like bars.
Like M&M bars, bro. Right. Like bars.
I like bars, but I don't want to go.
You got to have the right therapist.
Because I feel like once I go to therapy, they're going to try to splash diagnose me and start trying to see you drugs.
You're stereotyping that shit.
You're
stereotyping it, bro.
Listen, bro, it could be some things that you can be dealing with from your childhood past.
I know all of my fucked up childhood shit.
You diagnosing yourself. You already
trying to say you fucked up. You ain't fucked up.
I'm not fucked up. I said I know what
But it could be things you holding on to as from something that your mama or somebody in your family could have said to you that you holding on to it and like.
You just don't know.
Like, it'd be something minor that you'd be like, dang.
Shit.
I remember that. They be like, you don't think that affected you, head? Blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? You like, I guess it did.
Yeah, Aaron.
Aaron, yeah, you know what I'm saying? They'll probably be like, think about it.
I can see you just, you'd be like, oh, yeah. I can just see you doing that shit.
No. You know what? I've had two epiphanies in my life.
What's that?
And it was one when I was 27, one when I turned 30. And I realized two things. Like, I had a practical mind. And then the other one was, it was a spiritual enlightenment.
Self-evaluation from DJ Head.
Yeah, the first one, because I had never bought a woman flowers until I was 27 years old.
And how did that make you feel, Head?
I didn't feel a damn fucking thing.
Why not,
I just did it because it made her happy. And I realized, that's what you do it for. Because I'm a practical
motherfucker.
Did it make
you happy that you got this young lady flowers?
It didn't make me feel nothing. I didn't feel anything. I still felt like it was stupid.
No,
I
but
just did it because it
but
made
did
her
you
happy.
Like but did you like the response that you got from the young lady?
I did like the response I got from her.
And did you feel like it was natural and heartfelt?
I felt like she had a natural heartfelt reaction. I felt like this is some bullshit. She wants sunflowers. The motherfuckers die fast.
Doesn't matter.
But yeah.
It doesn't matter about that.
I understand that it's not about that now. What I'm telling you is, but until I was 27.
You just felt corny doing it?
I didn't. Yes.
Because you're not a romantic.
No. I'm okay with that.
You leave your socks on having sex, huh?
Sometimes.
Yeah, you're a motherfucker, man.
Sometimes, hell yeah. Actually, the last time I had socks, I think I had socks on.
All right, look.
West Coast.
Check this out. We can go fucking days with this shit.
There's two things about me. I don't like chicks who leave their socks on and clammy chicks, man.
Yeah, clammy.
I don't like clammy chicks. Woo! You start feeling like a jellyfish. I'm out of there, my G.
It's all bad. Woo! All right, man, before we close out, what do you know, you've been through a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You obviously got more to go, man. What do you want your legacy to be?
Man, that's a good question, my brother.
Got to, that's what we do.
That's a good question. I just want to, damn, that's a good question.
That's like therapy.
You know what it is? Because I feel like I'm still growing like I'm still learning. Like,
but along the way, there's still something that you might seek. You know what I'm saying? Like, what is that thing? When it's all said and done, what do you want people to say about Fuzz?
That I hope I touch somebody.
Not like
touch people or touch some like really, really gave somebody opportunity or gave somebody.
Oh
a,
yeah,
you know
said
what I'm
touch somebody. And you meant not like, you know,
R. Kelly.
Like
Me Too movement.
like, think about when I spoke at her school. Like, she understood when I spoke at her school. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right, right. Yeah.
You
something.
Never know what kind of words of encouragement or whatever. When I say touch, I mean not physically.
Yeah, yeah. Let's make that clear. Let's make that
almost
absolutely
like touch
clear.
The hem of his garment. You know,
not like Omarion.
Garment. Right. You know what I'm saying? But just really like I make an impression on somebody.
Absolutely. And that's something that can continue.
Long lasting, yes.
Absolutely. And that's there something that go. Can continue
throughout
life, that's career, it. Whatever the case may be, man.
That's, edit that out.
This was fun, man. Fuzz. We appreciate you, man, coming on through.
Appreciate
it's been a long time
call,
coming,
man.
Brother. You
easy
know what I mean?
Call, man.
Fuzzy Fantabulous. If anybody wants to get in contact with you, maybe any artists.
Mm-hmm. Only on social media, that's at Fuzzy. At Fuzzy.
Oh, you got that, huh?
That's it.
At Fuzzy. Listen, hey.
Why? Oh. And before, wait, why do they call you Fuzzy?
Oh, word? Want another story? Real quick.
Go ahead.
Didn't have a relationship with my dad, but he was a hairy bastard. And my grandma said, hope your son don't come out fuzzy to my mother. Hence, Fuzzy stuck.
Wow. And that's it.
Well, when I met my dad, I told him that's the best nickname I had because of his ass.
And no, here's the thing, though. All bullshit aside, thank you, Fuzz.
Yes.
Thank you guys, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Love, man.
For real.
Easy call, man.
Fuzzy Fantabulous, Homegrown Radio.
It's
Chuck
at
Gizzle.
Fuzzy.
At DJ Fuzzy.
Head. Just
at
Fuzzy.
Yeah, oh, big so boy, you know, one day, oh, big wait, boy wait, called wait, me last wait. Week, like, yo, I got your Instagram changed. You're like, what? He says, that's just Fuzzy now. I'm like, cool.
Damn.
Yeah, it was
so you dropped the Fantabulous?
Yeah, Fuzz Fantabulous no more on Instagram. Man.
It's just Fuzzy.
Just Fuzzy.
It's Fuzzies.
Oh, my
bars.
Bad, dog.
Now I get verified.
Chuck don't follow
verified.
You. That's why.
I do. Yeah, I do.
Chuck follow me? Nah, like stuff?
Nah. It's okay, Chuck. You know, he...
What's that over there with you?
I'm sorry.
I got a phone call.
Okay,
you
I was
looking.
I didn't know if that was...
You want to answer it?
Who is it? Who is it?
It's shit. It's
shit. That's the third Fuzzy right there. That's another Fuzzy.
Tomas got the camera right. You know what I'm saying?
Face down. Right. That's a good way to go about, man. Fuzz, thanks so much. Homegrown Radio, and we about.